TFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, with all of thy mind, and with all of thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, Abba Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Father God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, oh, Lord God, oh, turn thyself to us again. Oh, turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, praise his holy name. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, first and foremost, I must always give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible, saving my old wretched soul, bringing me out of darkness into this marvelous light. And I also give thanks this morning for the few of you that are tuned in this morning, that have followed the leading of the Holy Spirit, for the Bible truly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter thereinto, this true resting place, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus for seven long days and seven long nights. Have he kept us? Oh, ain't the Lord good? Oh, stood between us and the violent men for seven long days. He fed us, kept us, held us, and taught us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful God that we serve. As usual, you know, I love my job. I thank God for this opportunity to share this good news. As usual, once again, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to bring a few of you out of the darkness of religion into this great light of this one true gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, yeah, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along. Or if you're driving, just follow along. Oh, hallelujah. Today, the Holy Spirit will make the attempt to speak to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And let's do this. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 1 says, would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his simplicity, so your minds should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might as well bear with him. For I suppose I was not with behind the very chiefest apostles, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifested among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted? Because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely. Oh, praise be to his holy name. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4 is the verse that the Holy Spirit would make an attempt to allow you to follow him as he traveled through the word of God and hope to enlighten you to the one way truth that brings forth this eternal life. For he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might as well bear with him. For introduces the reason the Corinthians must bear with Paul. It is for their own well-being. It is for their salvation. It is for their souls. They were in danger of turning from Christ by turning against Paul's ministry because the sons of Satan that was preaching another Jesus, brought forth by another spirit, they trying to introduce another gospel, their gospel. We find in this same chapter, the 13 through the 15 verse, the Holy Spirit informs us that for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into the angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19 gives us an indication of the work the Holy Spirit is highlighting for us. Verse 18 says, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. You know, the earthly things that these men, in some cases in ignorance, and in some cases, just being just out and out rebellious. The earthly things they mind is your money. While Paul truly indicates that he preached this glorious gospel of the kingdom freely for no charge. We also have informed you all that we're not here asking for any donations. Nor do we ask you all to buy any CDs, but what we do ask you is that you examine yourselves and see if you be in the faith. We also suggests to you by the leading of the Holy Spirit, what he says in Proverbs 23 and 23, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instructions and understanding. You see, Jesus told them that the religious heresy of his day, he told them that you full well reject the commandments of God that ye may keep your own traditions. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 tells us that for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9 informs us. The Holy Spirit says to Brother Paul, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Verse 9 goes on to say, as we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. See, that word accursed, it means eternal doom. It means total destruction. It means lost of soul. This is serious business, my brothers and sisters. Preaching is a wonderful thing. God called you and trained you and brought you forth to preach. Otherwise, preaching is a dangerous and deadly thing. Not only will it cause you total destruction, but in the end, you will be in hell for all eternity. Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus said, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe in the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. And Matthew 24:14 tells us, and again, Jesus said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Acts chapter 1, verse 3, the Holy Spirit tells us, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, after his resurrection, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, the gospel of the kingdom. Mark chapter 6, verse 15, once again, Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But yet these words are so simple and plain that a little child could understand it. Yet these rebels, Satan's sons, continue to preach what they want to preach, deceiving